So I'm here tonight with what I feel like is a very special band. Hey. Because in my music career, I've consistently covered Misfits songs since I was like 17. And we've always done various versions of butchering the shit out of them. But it's always been a staple for us. And then I see you guys on Facebook playing, and it's like, I'm like, oh my God, they're actually being professionals about doing this. And you know what I'm saying? Like, we were just like, oh, we missed that verse because Glenn Danzig said he would sue us if we played the whole song live. We can't afford that right now.
That's awesome.
But I'm here tonight with Walk Among Us. Which I guess it's like a band name, but also sounds like a project kind of name, like a you know.
I get it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like it's got a dual, you know, looks like a duality to it. Yeah. Give me a little rundown. How did it get started?
Oh,
you want to take it away, Sarah?
Yeah, well, we were just gonna do a Halloween show, just like most Misfits cover groups, you
for
know?
Fun.
We're just doing this for fun. That. You know, I didn't know if it was gonna work on piano. I like to cover music that's not usually played on the piano.
Right.
Like, you know, just anything.
Yeah. Well, it's cool because Glenn does do a little piano work in some Misfit stuff. And in his obviously in Sam Hain and Danzig as well.
Yeah, that's where the original idea came from, was like Cough Cool and She, those original songs. He did them on piano.
Yeah.
The Misfits just kind of lent themselves perfectly to be, you know, put into this kind of treatment.
Yeah,
I think like they like Louisville. Now, if you, is this Charles' first visit?
Time, yeah.
First time here.
Okay, and let me be a little more formal. Let's get everybody's name and what they do. Who's your daddy and what does he do?
Yeah, you can answer first.
Well, I'm Veronica. I'm the lead singer and I play the dirty piano. I plug my keyboard into a guitar distortion pedal so that way we got that heavy fuzz. Underneath her glorious, beautiful, twinkling piano.
Nice.
And she's referring to me. I'm Sarah. I play piano. I guess I'm the Doyle of the band. I play piano. Like, but yeah.
Are you going to put the platforms on tonight?
No, this is going to go. My boots are, when did I buy these? I bought these boots when I was 16, so that was 20 years ago. These boots are 20 years old this year.
Nice.
I've worn them to just about every show I've ever been to or played, so they're sentimental
boots.
Wow,
fantastic.
Yeah.
You got some miles on them.
Yeah, definitely. They're steel-toed. They're never going to die. These boots. They got chewed up by a dog.
I love it.
Well, this tag's still on. This one got chewed up by a dog, though.
Oh, that's, you know, okay.
But it's got character now.
And you, sir?
Well, depending on what hat I'm wearing, I'm the drummer of the band Walk Among Us. I also happen to be the manager and the graphic designer and the booking agent
the
roadie. And
yeah, I practice.
And optimum sharer of all of the things. Like,
nice.
Just try to get my hands in all that stuff and push this down as far as we can. I wasn't a drummer when this started. I was a guitar player. And she was like, you're done guitar. Drums now.
Yeah, she's
I feel like most of the drummers who are of any worthy should at least be able to know 5 Ramones songs or 5 Misfits songs.
I know all 54 Misfits songs, so I guess I'm doing something right.
And that's what I like. Now on Facebook, it's just you two.
We started something called Casual Fiend Friday, where every Friday, Sarah and I do a piano acoustic version.
That's where I got exposed to it from, was Facebook. And I started following you guys, and every Friday, I'm like, oh, I wonder what they're going to post this Friday.
Sweet.
It's cool. Like, I saw you guys did, like, How the Gods Kill, and,
Throw some Danzig in there.
We just love Danzig. It translated so well. I was so surprised when we started the band, because I'm from a classical background, you know. Like, I play classical piano. I'm a piano teacher. Like, I do all of these things. I went to school to be a composer, actually, to do, like,
I mean,
film
that's
composing
still, that
and
still
things,
falls
but,
in the same line as Glenn. You know, he did, albums like
his
that.
His movie was...
We went to see Veronica.
Was it good? Was it good?
No, it was so like fun. Dead Alive good.
Oh, man.
Definitely an instant cult classic.
Cult, for real.
Now, did you guys get to meet Glenn?
Yeah.
We did, surprisingly. It wasn't even planned. We didn't
is, what is his take on this? Because any long-term Misfits fan, I'm 35. I've been a Misfits fan since I was probably 12.
Yeah.
And I was always told up until a few years ago, started doing the reunion shows, that shit never happened. Glenn Danzig fucking hates talking about
it. How many times in high school did you say, oh, what if Glenn did this?
There was always the rumors.
Yeah.
You know, he would come out and play. Like, I remember seeing him on the Satan's Child tour, and his encore was a couple of Misfits songs, you know. And that would be the most you would ever really get. And then, you know, all of a sudden, he's like, oh, yeah, man, the Misfits, we're fucking good friends. Everybody's happy again. You know, so what was his take? Did he accept it, or was he like, that's cool?
He seemed into it. Because we were standing there just hanging out, like, after the show, talking to some of the people that we've met through the band.
Yeah.
And we were just talking about stuff, and then, like, he just came out with his entourage. There was only, like, 12 of us standing outside this theater.
Yeah.
And,
He really wanted to talk. Fucking cool.
Yeah, he was so...
he was so sweet.
He smiles, you guys.
He does.
It was beautiful.
He's actually a really nice guy.
He was super nice.
He was so nice to his fans.
Very receptive to our band. He was blown away that we actually used pianos. He's like, wait, piano? Like, you're in...
He did a little double take. Yeah. And I talked to him about music.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I talked to him about his score, because I always, when I'm watching movies and stuff, but when you go to school for that, you just have a tick. You can't, like, just relax and watch TV or movies. You're just like, I'm, like, always on, like, just ticking.
Yeah.
But it's, so I was listening to all of the little things. So we were talking about some of the piano stuff he put in the score.
Wow,
and then he was telling me about how he played clarinet. That was his first instrument. That was also my first instrument, which I thought was funny.
Yeah.
He played the clarinet and then the piano. That's exactly what I did.
It was like Kismet.
I was like a dorky band kid, okay?
Yeah. I'm immediately jealous, because this is partially one of the reasons I started doing this podcast, was to reach out and interview musicians that I liked. And like I say, coincidentally, it's happened a lot up here. But now it's like somebody who's had this like firsthand intimate contact with Glenn.
It just happened, you know? Yeah.
It feels weird. Like, I've met Steve Zing a few times, and like it feels weird. What's Glenn Danzig like? You know, but he's really nice. He's a super, super nice guy.
Yeah,
Mae was there too.
Yeah, and you know what? We kept getting swept up talking to people. I don't think we ever ended up getting over to talking to them.
No.
Yeah, we were getting swept up in things.
Now, do you guys feel like a wave of like this thing's taking off a little bit?
Oh, I don't know.
We've been playing for a couple years. You know,
when did you guys start touring?
Well, 2016.
2016, we played our first live show opening for the Ataris, right?
Yeah,
that was an interesting
night. Nice.
In Indiana.
Very
nice.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was interesting.
That would be fun.
He did not like us. He did not approve of the Ataris.
I'm sorry.
Probably not. I think he was just mad because the promoter for that show had booked like 9 fucking bands.
Oh, but didn't tell anybody.
And you guys are like, yeah, we're going to put the pianos
I was certain we were axed. I was like, he's going to make it to where they're not letting us play because it was our first show and shit like that, you know?
But yeah, we've been playing since 2016, and we started doing the Fiend Friday videos on Facebook about a little over a year ago. And since we started doing that, we've been getting, you know, more people interested in what we're doing.
I think it's fucking brilliant. Like, honestly.
Thank you. It's a touching...
It's done with love.
You know, it is. Because, like, I mean, the Misfits are probably one of the most covered bands. You know, you'll see
that's
out there.
That's what was scary about it, and also, like, exhilarating at the same time, coming from a different angle. You know, when you strip that music down, because the songs... I've always wondered, like, okay, there's 54 songs in the catalog, right? How long have those songs been around since, you know, 77?
As early as...
Right? As
probably,
early as
probably
70.
76, yeah. 77,
right.
Yeah.
So, but they've been in, like, the lore. Everybody knows them like it's some sort of crazy hymn book, right?
Right.
Everybody knows them. Everybody covers them.
It's a cult
like,
thing.
It's in
it
all
really
the different
is.
Genres.
Yeah.
Like, metal dudes respect
Louisville
it.
Has, in the Halloween season, has lots of cover bands that do Misfits cover bands.
Right, there's a lot of them. So when you approach it from such a different angle, I'm like, okay, I got it. Like, there's only one thing I can do. I have to channel Jerry Lee Lewis, right? He's like my spirit animal, dude. Like, he's...
Nice.
I'm not supposed to say spirit animal. What's the correct thing you're supposed to say now?
I think for Jerry Lee Lewis, spirit animal is perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe
like,
just animal.
It is. Jerry Lee Lewis is just like, he did his own thing. You know, he was the original. He was like one of the original.
He was the killer.
Original punk rocker.
He was the killer. The killer.
The killer, man.
He's still fucking playing somewhere.
He did. He played like a Riot Fest a couple years ago.
And he still sounds good.
And they had to prop him up, and he's just like, you know, great balls of fire.
He obviously ain't kicking the stool out no more.
No, he's not kicking the stool out.
Probably not playing with that foot either.
I don't know if he could get it up.
Yeah. Brad has a hard time getting out
so,
of the
all right.
But that's where it comes from, you know? That's where, like, because, and Glenn Danzig is so, like, bluesy and earthy with a lot of his stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And it just comes from the same place.
Oh, I can't
it comes from the same, like, musical place.
Now, I'm going to drop a you know, a real common question among diehard fans. I'm going to set it up and favorite Misfits, Sam Hain, Danzig song.
Oh,
all right, okay. Ladies first.
Okay, so
she's gonna steal the same Sam Hain song as me. We have the same favorite.
So I really like playing. I love listening and playing to Come Back. Come Back is like one of my favorite Misfits songs. It's such a good groovy one. Sam Hain, I really love Archangel. The harmonies in it are really cool. It's like got this 80s new wave vibe. Mm-hmm.
I don't know how true it is when they say that he wrote that song for Dave Vanian to sing it. That may be.
Oh, I never heard that.
That may be the reason.
I don't know, but my little heart just.
You know what I'm saying? That may be the reason, because there's always the verbal rumors out there that they may have asked Dave Vanian to take over.
Yeah.
And he wanted him to sing in Sam Hain or something, but I don't know, but.
There was supposedly rumors for a while of that, yeah.
There was something, maybe he'd written that for Dave Vanian to sing.
Didn't they ask him in the 90s, before the whole Michael Graves thing? Didn't they ask Dave Vanian? Wasn't that
I think he was at least on the list.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like
sorry to interrupt the favorite Danzig song.
Oh, that's okay.
Oh, yeah, we're on Danzig.
I guess it just depends on the day that you ask me, because I have so many favorite Danzig songs, but I think my favorite one to sing... God, I really love Killer Wolf. That's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Killer Wolf's one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm the one. It's like a tie between those two.
Yeah. I love those. If I'm in the car by myself and I just need to, I need to have a moment,
yeah.
I think Killer Wolf is probably
it's one a good of those ones.
Because you can really dig deep on that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. And you?
Okay. Misfits. How do I pick one song?
I'm going to pick
kind of two, you'll understand. The one I like to play live the most is probably London Dungeon. That one translated really well.
Yeah, it did.
The parts just like do their own thing. They kind of are, they're good. And then the one that I like behind the scenes that we don't play live very much is Theme for a Jackal. Because ooh, that one, like,
that one's a beast.
When you take away the bass and you go on just the left hand for 3 minutes straight or however long that song is,
that's
I have to channel like my inner Franz Liszt, okay?
The
like,
five mat center to keep that going.
Yeah, or like Beethoven, really. Like, you have to,
because Beethoven's left hand. It seems.
Yeah, it really, if you don't relax, you're dead. But those, I would say for Misfits, that's where I'm going to sit today. Archangel is like my favorite Sam Hain song, so I was like, oh, she's gonna say that.
Yeah.
She's gonna say that one. So I'm gonna sit there because now it's in my head already. Now I have to think about Danzig. Let's see, Danzig. What's my favorite Danzig song today?
There's so many good ones.
Well, I'm gonna go right now. Like, my guts are telling me I'm the one, because I love that. Like, just it's just raw,
bluesy.
It's
that
raw,
straight,
just,
that straight blues. That is a straight bullshit. Blues song.
I love that one. But then, like, my favorite one currently to be practicing and playing, which we haven't really unleashed yet, is Blood and Tears.
Woo!
Boy, did it translate good on piano, but it's a...
I can totally see how that would translate well coming across.
Yeah, that one's a good one.
Yeah, it's
a... That's exciting.
Get to the chopper.
I have Come ADD. On. I can't, like, focus. I'm, like, I'm everywhere all at once.
But that's exciting. That's
yeah, that
exciting.
One's really shaping up. We played it one time when it was really green, and I messed up the solo for everybody at the Subterranean show. Sorry, Seventh House. I'm going to get
but
it back.
You guys, you know, but, you know, I guess
but
you
we
guys
never played it live before. We're like, let's just try and throw it out there, see if we can do it, you know?
Yeah.
Why the hell
they,
not?
And they're... They were the best.
That's
yeah,
spirit.
They love Danzig. You know, Seventh House. Of course, they love Danzig.
All right, my man.
Nate's turn.
Oh, it's easy. Teenagers from Mars.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Twofold. One, when I was in a different band with our old bass player. That's weird, but we did Teenagers from Mars, and I played bass on that song. And I just love the groove of that song. But then translating it and becoming a drummer, that was one of my Everest songs, because it was just there's so much happening so fast throughout that song. It never lets up. For Sam Hain, I love All Murder, All Fun, All Guts, man.
Oh,
come
on,
like, that song just, it's happy, it's poppy,
it's
it gives you just, like, you can just throw it on and jam, you know? November Come and Fire 2 is good. I really dig that. And then Danzig's song, Tired of Being Alive.
Oh, that's a good
one. It just hits me in a certain spot, you know.
That someday I want us to cover that one.
They just answered, Danzig 1 and 2.
That's the whole school of thought with everything.
It's like
For me, I always say 1 through 4 plus Demon Sweat Live Thrall.
Nice.
Like that's the core. Now beyond that, I was not as much of a fan of Tommy Victor at first because his squeals, his harmonics and squeals on the guitar were not the same as John Christ, even though he's playing John Christ written stuff. And it, you know, but when they put out Death Red Sabbath, I was like, there he is. He got it. He figured out how to make it go. And that album was actually one of my favorite Danzig albums, beyond the 1 through 4s. But you guys got anything else you want to add? Any promotional things? Any places people can see you all at?
Do the plugs, Nate.
Well, I usually get this up about 2-3 days after I do it, so it'll be up, beginning middle of next week.
We play, by the time this is out, we will have probably already played Milwaukee this Friday. Then we're home, and then we're going, can I say this aloud, I guess? We're going on vacation.
Oh, yeah, it's vacation.
Are you guys playing a cruise?
No, but we're going to Denver is all I can say.
But
here at the Savage Hooligan Network, we all smoke lots of weed.
Oh, no, that's fine. But I'm more saying we're going.
But if you're going for the sights, I just got back. You guys are going to go for
we're going to be hanging out.
The reunion shows, they're exciting. You know, I'm a little disappointed that some of the price hawking has gotten out of control, but, you know.
We saw them at Riot Fest a few years ago. It was really fun.
I have an unpopular opinion on this when I say this. When I got into the Misfits when I was 12, I got American Psycho and Collection 1.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know. I knew was this looked badass, and my buddy let me borrow one of their CDs. And then I went out and bought the other two. And so I went kind of neck and neck.
Yeah.
And a lot of people hate Jerry Only, but I don't think things would be as popular had he not kept the logo going and the name.
Oh, yeah. He kept that thing going.
I mean, he toured relentlessly. Yeah. Even though the albums that he put out are not what I would call Misfits quality material as far as compared to Glenn stuff.
It's just different.
Even Michael Graves era stuff, some of it.
It's different. It's a different person. Yeah. You know?
But he constantly kept that logo going. Now you can find this motherfucker in every Walmart in America.
That's true.
Yeah, and now they're doing reunion shows, so people are getting to see it. So at least, some good has come up.
There's only going to be a couple left, and then that whole contract thing is up.
So, after we're back from Denver, we play Green Bay, Wisconsin. We're playing Scoob Fest 2 with Channel 3 and The Undead.
Nice. Old Bobby Steele.
I can't wait. I love Diana Steele.
They're real good people.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
She's the best. I can't wait.
And then we're in Indianapolis the week after that, and then we're in Fort Wayne, Indiana the week after that, and then in 2 weeks after that, we are in Dayton, Ohio. So we're busy. We stay busy.
We booked our fall.
Nice.
And then,
Well, I hope tonight it's a good show. Louisville loves the Misfits.
Great.
Everybody's been in a hardcore band or a punk band. That's a lot of us have covered multiple Misfits songs. Matter of fact,
I hope all the fiends come.
One of the bartenders in there, I think, if Steve Vessel's here tonight. He was in a band called Bloody Knuckles Crew, and they used to do All Hell Breaks Loose.
Hell yeah.
There's a picture of me and him singing at the same time with my Earth AD shirt on. Just constant cycle of Misfits love spread throughout. I think you guys should have a really good night.
We've got a pretty fun set planned.
I've seen, we have a band, Belushi Speedball, that comes through here. They're locals. And they fucking destroy this goddamn place. Yeah. But they let them play and come back, and they draw a huge crowd.
Nice.
You know, people are really receptive. So I'm excited that you guys came out. And I appreciate the time for the interview.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, we like it.
You set the tone. It's been spitting rain on us the entire time.
It feels some nice ominous, and
warm. Yeah.
Some ominous force is on its way.
Yeah.
You nailed it, dude. We witnessed an accident on the way here, and we almost got T-boned in Louisville coming here.
I apologize. Some Louisville drivers are morons. You know who you are. Any last words?
I'm good, man. I think that's all for us. Check out Walk Among Us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Walk Among Us Band.
Yeah. Hail Danzig and YouTube.
Hail Danzig and YouTube,
Fantastic. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks for having me.